Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you?
Well, I'm not sure how you help me. Bottom line is you people have charged my credit card two times this month, and I have no idea who you are.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
87123.
What's your name?
The name is Jerry Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L.
Okay, Mr. Schell, can you verify your address?
Not at this point. I'm not going to do that. I want to know what this company is representing.
Okay, so we are a third-party call center, and we represent a variety of companies, but you would have to verify your address or your email address so I can verify that I'm on the correct account.
Okay. The address is 12336 Badger Lane Southeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, so I do see where we shipped out a free gift of a Wi-Fi booster for signing up with our factory direct savings store membership, and that membership fee is $56.95 a month.
Excuse me, bottom damn line is I never signed up for that. I don't, and certainly I have not any idea what this is.
Do you remember ordering that Wi-Fi booster?
Absolutely not.
It was ordered on February the 18th. Did you do a survey where you got to pick a prize?
No.
So if this is fraudulent activity, then I will have to transfer you over to our fraud department, and they will be able to assist you any further.
I would appreciate it because there is no way in the world that I've signed up with you people. I've got Comcast with all this stuff.
Okay. Because I know this is offered, like most times you do a survey and then they let you pick a prize and then that's when they sign you up.
I understand what you're saying, dear heart. I did not do that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, give me 1 second to get the account notated and I'll get you transferred over, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, Mr. Schell, I just want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, and I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.
No problem.